Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I didn't really understand the concept of what a dongle was, you know, an internet dongle.
I do.
Yeah, until a friend came over and she was using the internet via her dongle and I was like, oh, that's a real thing. Okay, now I've got my head around it. Same goes for curry pastes. Went to a friend's house. I was like, this curry is delicious. She's like, it came from this jar. I was like, are you serious? You can make something this good and it's not making me burp, like it's not giving me reflux, and it came in a jar. Amazing. Sometimes you have to be shown, don't you?
You do indeed. We can't all take it on as an act of faith, can we?
No, we cannot. And, you know, we've been taught for years that you should make things from scratch and sometimes we just don't have time. I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
We're both very busy and this is your 5-minute food fix.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It was a long way of getting there, wasn't it, Simon, to explain that sometimes the pre-made thing is okay, even though we've been taught painstakingly, again and again, how to, for instance, make a curry paste from scratch.
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes that is okay. It's all about leaning in when you need to and knowing where you don't maybe have the time or where you don't have the expertise there to be able to put that together in your own kitchen, but you still want a really good result.
A really good result. And I think that's the key, that these kits that you can buy now for, say, a curry kit or a tikka masala or even a, you know, a tom yum soup, they're getting better and better.
Yeah.
And the measure for me, it wasn't so much snobbery. It was my body would actually get reflux if the ingredients weren't good. And I'd be like, no, this is making me literally unwell. There's some sort of preservative or something that disagrees with me.
Yeah.
So if it's in that spice mix or the, you know, the packet, then I'm going to feel it in my body and it's going to be bad. Luckily, there are more and more that are really, really good. So I just wanted to point out to our listeners that there are a few that are actually fantastically good. They range from about $7 to $9 per packet. So it's not like free, right?
No.
But it will save you hours of labor in the kitchen. So one is, one, I didn't realize this, but you're familiar with the Spice Tailor?
The Spice Tailor kits, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They've been created in partnership with an author I once worked on, actually, in the UK, Anjan Manand, and they are lovely Indian spice kits, Indian curry kits, and they range from those packets you get with sort of two or three different packets in them with the dried spices and a couple of different curry sauces, a base kind of paste sauce, and then maybe a larger sauce that goes then on top later.
Right, okay.
And
so
they're really good.
Almost like a marinating sauce?
It's sort of, yeah, sometimes a marinated sauce or a sauce that goes with the first ingredient in the kind of, whether it be the meat or those vegetables that go in after you've put some onion maybe into the pan,
right.
And then goes the sauce, kind of cooks everything out until it's dried in and kind of locked into that, whatever those ingredients are, and then in goes the main sauce on
does
top
does sound
later.
Like a marinating sauce.
It probably does, but I've just explained it in a much more complicated and convoluted way. Yes.
Yeah, so if you've never bought one of these kits, they are actually really good, and Simon, Simon's right in that there's multiple elements and you just have to sort of combine them in a specific order.
Exactly.
So, of course, you've got to supply your own thing. So in some cases, it's bring your own tofu or have some cut up green vegetables.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things you might add?
Yeah, maybe some prawns would be good or some big chunky vegetables if you've maybe got eggplant or whatever. You're making a vegetarian curry. You'll always need something like onion, a bit of garlic and those basic ingredients, a bit of vegetable oil maybe to get things started. But the packets are very clearly labelled. They'll explain to you the various different combinations and directions you can take it in. And the cooking itself is very simple. You normally heat up that oil, pop in the onion, the aromatics and spices, and then off you go with your main ingredients.
Yeah. Another common ingredient that you need to supply is something like 500 grams of chicken. The good thing is if you're going in the supermarket and you're picking up one of these curry kits, the chicken comes in 500 gram portions. Sometimes you might want to bring a cup of vegetables and, of course, to serve some steamed rice. Now, even people like us who can cook rice from scratch might want to get one of those packets of rice that are really, really easy, microwavable, or you could pick some up from your local takeaway if you want that really instant thing, or, of course, cook it in your rice cooker at home. But how good is that? So another good one is Marion's, you know, Marion's Kitchen.
Yes.
She does really good ones. Her Thai green curry I particularly recommend. We're not being paid for this, by the way, but it's basically the kit includes green curry paste, which you kind of marinate with the chicken, and then some coconut milk to pour over to be that wet sauce, and then dried Thai herbs like chilies and, you know, some sort of aromatics that make it really yummy and stinky.
Mm, that's lovely.
Get and that in there.
While making a green curry from scratch is a lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
It can be a labour of love, and you do need to go and get your lemongrass stalks and your galangal and all those ingredients, and you've got to whiz them through the food processor, and about 20 minutes later you might have lost the will to live. And if you want to have that for a weekly dinner, this is a way to get you there.
It sure is. This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix Up. I hope you feel inspired to be allowed to go and buy yourself a kit, a cheater's kit, because the results are actually pretty tasty.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.